that on a scouting trip to London. What was that like?
It was a good time. I'm thankful that the Chiefs selected me to go there and represent the team, represent the NFL in a media event preceding the London games that are happening this year. So they sent a player from all the six teams that are playing there. So it was a really good time. I was impressed that, you know, if you'd cover your ears and not hear the accents, you would really think that you're in the United States. That's how much the kids that we're playing with knew about football and the fans there. So I was really impressed how much they knew and how much they're excited for the games. You know, we hear that Wembley becomes sort of a festival that day. You know, they have lots of stuff going on outside of the stadium, and then they pack the stadium for every game. So I'm very much looking forward to that, and thankful that I got to go and represent the team for that week.
How long did it take you to get over the jet lag getting there and also on the way back?
Not too long. You know, it's a long flight, but if you get a lot of fluids in your body and rest when I get there, that's sort of what I did, and I got used to it within a day. So it was just I'm sure that Rick and our guys will have a good plan for us just during the flight, just to get our bodies in a good shape for when we land and get ready to take on our day.
What's it feel like to be the guy going into camp compared to last
year? It feels really good. I feel like I know what to expect from the coaching staff and the elements here in Kansas City with the wind. I think that was the biggest change for me last year. You know, I came from college playing in the dome, and you know, playing outdoors in the cold, so I look forward to adjusting and things that I learned this off season to kick into that wind. And so far, it's been going really well in camp. We've had some windy days, and so I'm just, you know, I love taking all the reps. You know, I do love competition as well, but being the guy here that can take all the reps, it's more reps for me to get better. So I'm thankful for this opportunity, and just look forward to the season. I want to make the kicks that I didn't make last year. I felt like I definitely had the leg for all the kicks, but I misjudged the wind. So those mistakes that I missed, that I had, especially early on in my career, I look forward to make those kicks that I missed, because I know I could have done it in college before and make all my kicks. So I know I can do it here. It's just every time that I kicked into a wind. So that was the biggest thing for me. It's striking the ball as pure as you can to not have that ball move into the wind. So every time that I kicked, I was not afraid to, you know, even if I can't hit the long ball into the wind, that's fine. But I need to make, you know, 50 in. I want to make every kick. So it's adjusting to that. Yeah, I don't think it affects much. I look at it as a positive thing. You know, it's an opportunity for us kickers to increase our value. You know, if you go on to make all your attempts throughout the year, it's one last thing for the coaching staff to worry about. So it's increases my value, and I think every kicker in this league expects to make a 33-yard field goal 100% of the time. So it's sort of what I expect as well. You know, I go there to make every kick. And we've got a great operation between our snappers and Dustin that makes me feel really comfortable. I just have to strike that ball like I do in practice.
Okay. Thanks, Carol.
All right, thank you, guys. Yeah.